Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. First week of Lent, Friday. Changing Lanes.
Changing Lanes sounds like a road movie, doesn't it? And this is very much an urban road movie, but it's also a movie about road rage.
It does actually echo for me falling down with, you know, getting to that breaking point, falling down with Michael Douglas.
Yes, at the beginning of Falling Down, Michael Douglas is trapped in a traffic jam and nothing is moving. People are being abusive to each other and he just gets out, it's the last straw, and walks away actually to something of his doom. In Changing Lanes, there's a bit more hope, although the sorting out of the road rage takes a long time, and it involves two men, both in a hurry, one played by Ben Affleck and the other by Samuel L. Jackson. Why this film is most suitable for today is that the Gospel is from the Sermon on the Mount, and it's about anger and rage. So Changing Lanes illustrates the Gospel perfectly, because it acknowledges, or Jesus acknowledges, yes, that we do get angry, we get very upset with each other and name names and are quite abusive. But, he says, whatever happens in your rage, you must reconcile. And if you're going, say, to prayer and to worship, you must reconcile before you go into the presence of God. Otherwise, your prayer is worth nothing.
This guy hit me on the FDR. He cut me off.
I'm really sorry.
You're sorry?
You want to go to jail?
What? You didn't know who these people were?
What do I do?
You need that file.
I will give you $10,000.
You think I want money?
What I want is my time back.
It's going to be bad.
Who's this guy? He helps out with things that need helping out.
You'll get your file back. Mr. Doyle Gibson is now bankrupt.
This is a mistake. I need this loan. I need it for my life.
It says you're bankrupt.
And it is exactly that journey on both levels, isn't it? Because at the start, there's not a lot of love thy neighbour knocking around.
No, the rage is very palpable between the two men. Why the film is interesting as well is that one of the key sequences of Ben Affleck going into a church is that it's actually Good Friday. And so the screenplay makes the Lenten connection very explicit. There are scenes of church, there are scenes of prayer, there are scenes of reconciliation, so that when the two men face the inner reality of themselves, some possibility of change, some possibility of reconciliation is present.
Forgive me for not remembering, but is there any element of seeking forgiveness?
Ultimately they do, but it takes a long time and they have to get to know each other. They have to get to know the family backgrounds of why each was in a hurry, what was important, especially with Samuel L. Jackson's character and family, whereas Ben Affleck is the professional. And so once there is the effort made for some kind of understanding, then there is hope.